first, their economy was much poorer. Mm-hmm. For example, they did not have anywhere near the computer mm-hmm. facilities we had. Second, they didn't have the money to build redundancy into the system. Mm-hmm. In a power system, you have to be prepared for things to fail, like a transformer fails or a cable fails. Mm-hmm. And the lights are supposed to stay on. Your home, you don't care what's happened. Keep the lights on. I want to take my shower, watch my Super Bowl game, and do my laundry. They didn't have the redundancy or the money to maintain the same degree of reliability. But in many areas, they were very clever in compensating for this lack mm-hmm. of money. And I think we learned some things about what they did. And I think 90% of the time, what we did was better than theirs, and about 10% of the time, what they did was better than ours. Mm-hmm. And this exchange, and look, they recognize this. This was mm-hmm. not the... They appreciated the fact we were giving them 90% for 10%. Mm-hmm. And this is why some people began to say, this is stupid. These people are our enemies. What are you helping them like this? Mm-hmm. My feeling always was...
This afternoon, the green room was closed, so the ladies' auxiliary committee has already gone out.
My personal feel, I'll tell you, always, was that peaceful exchanges, mm-hmm. Even a knowledge of technology in various areas is not going to determine the outcome of this Cold War in many ways. And I think history showed this out. Most of us involved in this work felt that being fair and honest with these people was doing good for the United States. Mm-hmm. In the long run, they're going to say, these are nice people. Someday, some of these guys we're talking to are going to be higher up. And we're not going to fear us because mm-hmm. of personal experiences, that we could work better with them. And I think some of them did come up higher up. That the idea of cooperating with others who may at that time, some people would say they wouldn't want to do much with North Korea right now, or mm-hmm. the Somalia government, or whatever it happens to be, or the Serbs in Yugoslavia. But I think the technical people, by working together, really start setting an example and maybe a precedent for the political mm-hmm. people. And engineers have played a large role in this kind of thing. SIGRI, which is the international organization, mm-hmm. has really been a wonderful place to work, because I worked with communists there, I worked with Iranians there, mm-hmm. when they had captives in a... And we worked well together. And people say, well, you're being disloyal. No, I don't think I was. I think that we were finding areas where we could work together. Mm-hmm. And maybe there'll be more of those, and fewer they'll keep hostages in the embassy. Over time. This is, and engineers participating, engineers are very willing to help others. That's a characteristic. Get that into the electric power area. They are exceedingly willing to help others. And part of the reason is what I tell him about how to build a better substation can in no way hurt me, mm-hmm. or how to build a better transmission system. And what he tells me can no way hurt him. There's no military implications in any of these things. Mm-hmm. And Over time, we're both better off. So it's a win-win situation when engineers cooperate. Now, I wouldn't give them defense secrets or anything like that, but in the air, both sides recognize that, and I think telling them how to grow wheat better, grow corn better, and that kind of thing, really wasn't hurting us in the long run. Somebody said, well, now they got more food. Yeah, if they got more food, maybe they aren't quite as hungry and aren't quite as aggressive to take somebody else's food. You've got to look at that engineers are good at that, looking at the total system picture. Now, maybe I'll get into this. As we latter part of the 80s, people began to say, well, electric power systems are not efficiently run, they're not efficiently designed, mm-hmm. because you don't have competition. People only can buy from one supplier. Now, it's a good question. Why, if I can buy shoes from five people and I can buy bread from a 50 bread company, why should I only have one electric supplier? Why can't I have more than one electric supplier? Well, part of the reason is that you can't afford to have two different people. The cost would double the cost mm-hmm. for two different companies to be able to run wires in your house. So you have to take one. Now, the next thing is, okay, well, suppose you got only one, but why don't you just use that as the delivery system? You know, use that like your United Parcel Service, the delivery system, and then be able to buy in any store you want and just have one delivery agency, is what people talk about. Mm-hmm. Now, that is not too far-fetched, but there are real problems with that. And the thing that most people don't realize, if you start all of these people who've been cooperating in designing their system, competing, all of a sudden this whole philosophy, and it's changing right now. You talk to anyone in the business, it's going to hurt the public badly. The cooperation between people now is changing. The engineers don't cooperate with one another as well. They don't tell each other as well as much. The exchange of information, exchange of ideas is less. Even here at this meeting, it's less. Companies say, well, we got this new way of doing things. Don't say anything about it. We can use it to take business from the other fellow. See, it used to be that sharing of information did not, couldn't hurt you because you had your customers and they couldn't take them away from you.
Right.
Now, we're moving towards a setup where they can take them away from you and you don't help other people.